Love and gratitude on this 27th solar day in March. I'm Anem A. Bay here on HMI Radio, and I'm back to bring you another great episode, this time entitled Let's Talk Art and Soul with Sun Art Gallery, where art meets hip-hop. First, before I jump into the heart of things, I want to acknowledge the instrumental piece that I just played at the intro. It is called It's Your World by hip-hop instrumentalist Jay Dilla. I always like to give credit to independent as well as selected mainstream artists for making such phenomenal music. I try to play music in hopes that you'll like, share, and spread what they have to offer. So please make sure you take a listen to that. You can go on to YouTube, Amazon, iTunes, find his instrumentals, and just share them, like them, play them. Do what you do. All right, getting down to our show. I just thought Jay Dilla would be a nice piece to open up the show, since today I have Naima of Sun Art Gallery and Gift Shop located in Philly. And I know when I was up there a couple weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago, I really dig the Jay Dilla piece, art piece that A.M. Lyles had there in the gallery. Before I go any further, I want to introduce Naima. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, thank you for being here. Before I jump into anything else, I want to clarify the correct name of the shop, because I've seen Art and Soul Uptown Food Bar, a Sun Art Gallery, and then I've just seen Sun Art Gallery and Gift Shop. Is there one distinctive name that it goes by, or just all of the above?
No, well, all of the above. It's officially Sun Art Gallery and Gift Shop. Sun Art is an acronym for Something Out of Nothing, a Revolutionary Talent. And it is an art gallery as well as a gift shop.
All right.
And then we also are an event space. That said, the initial intention for us having the space was for it to be a vegan cafe and art gallery. And we just decided we'll secure the space as the gallery and gift shop. The space is not prepared to be a cafe at all. So initially we were like, okay, let's do some real aggressive fundraising. And we've actually gotten, I don't know if I want to say comfortable as a gallery and gift shop, but we've gotten present to how much work food actually is, and then also what it will take to build and maintain the gallery and gift shop itself. And we've just kind of been focusing on that for now. That said, we do have food tastings when we have events, and that way people can, you know, us included, can stay present to, you know, if we do food, this is what you can expect, just to kind of either prepare a buzz should we decide to actually create one for that, or, you know, just to build interest, because, you know, like if an investor came knocking on the door tomorrow or even today, like, hey, what do you need to, you know, set up the kitchen and the cafe exactly how you want it to make it work?
Gotcha.
And, you know, and we said, this is it. And they said, okay, here you go. Then, you know, we would do that, because we have great ideas around the space, around having a food business, and then also, you know, just with the artwork and cultural work.
Well, I can tell people offhand, the food is great. It's off the chain. So if you need a witness, I am right here to give the audience a straight-up review. The food is great. It is wonderful. So, yes, please do stop by and have a taste test. Take some home. Buy a little art while you're there. Naima, tell us a little about your role with the Sun Art Gallery.
Okay, so Mira's the artist, and she also cooks the food and prepares the food when we have it, for the most part. Every once in a while, he might invite a guest chef to come help out, but for the most part, it's his food as well as his art. My role has always been muse. I claim muse and manager status.
Okay.
The muse, I think, comes naturally. The manager is kind of by default. Apparently, I'm good at it or something. I don't know. That's what Amir says. And we work as a good, we make a really good team. So, you know, it just works out that way.
Well, that's what it takes. Now, I know Brother Lyles couldn't be here to join us, but how did you two get together and manifest Sun Art Gallery Gift Shop? Was that just something that you guys had in mind for a long period of time and say, hey, okay, well, let's do that? Was it something quick? Let us know.
Yes, so... It's been a long time coming, I guess. Not so much a long time actually, you know, actively planning and implementing, but a long time in terms of, you know, hey, wouldn't it be cool if? And, you know, kind of seeing locations and considering where we are. You know, I always feel like we're somewhat of a niche demographic, and I, you know, usually think if there's something that would specifically serve us, I'm sure it would specifically serve other people, you know, who fit in our same niche demographic. So, yeah, then I had been doing some work personally and having some coaching and, you know, just kind of thinking about just, you know, making things happen. And this space was available. We pass it often in our neighborhood, and it has been available for a while. It had gone through several incarnations as restaurants and different things over the last several years, and nothing ever seemed to stay there. And so this one particular day, we were just driving by, or night, we were driving by, and we were like, let's go look at it. And we went and looked in the window, and then we called, and then, you know, we got it, and now is now, pretty much.
Yes. I love that. Now, I know when I was there viewing some of the art, which I definitely appreciate, being a graphic artist and myself, and I've done a little painting here and there on different canvases, but I'm really not a painter in that way or artist in that way. I know Brother Lyles paints artists from Michael Jackson, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, on down to the hip-hop community like J Dilla. Where do you think Brother Lyles get his inspiration from?
Well, I mean, you pretty much just said it. He was born and raised in Harlem and the South Bronx, went to school in Midtown Manhattan, and he's, you know, just always been around really good music, great culture. He has two brothers who are artists, visual artists, amazing visual artists, actually, so he kind of just grew up watching them, you know, draw in their sketchbooks or paint or whatever it was. His mom was also pretty crafty in terms of, you know, just coming up with projects and, you know, kind of DIY things before DIY was a thing.
Yeah.
yeah, you know, and so it's just, it's very organic. Excuse the motorcycle in the background.
But hey, that's okay. I like it live.
Yeah,
it's okay.
So yeah, so it's just a very organic thing for him. So yeah, I mean, he sometimes
will specifically prepare a soundtrack for a certain piece if it calls for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to conjure up the vibe or to inform him about the artist that he may be painting, mm-hmm. or the time or the place. And that, you know, ends up being infused in the work. I think you can see that.
It.
And I always say, yeah, I always say that when we can, or when he has, you know, a major museum show, that
mm-hmm.
it would be cool to have those soundtracks hooked up for people. So as they through and do the work, you know, they can either wear the headphones or get it on an app on their, you know, phone or something cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one day hopefully that'll happen. Because I think that would be cool, you know, to just add to and like magnify the whole experience.
Yeah,
that, you know, for
yes.
the viewer, you know, because the work itself, like he always says, the point is to get the point, you know,
mm-hmm.
Not so much challenging the notion of abstract art, but
mm-hmm.
really just saying, you know, like, what about those of us who really just, you know, like, paint and illustrate, and you can see what it is, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and so all of his artwork has, you know, well, I won't say all of it. Most of his artwork has deep concepts, but they're also very
mm-hmm.
accessible, I think, just, you know, just looking at it. But interestingly, some people just like the very simple, you know, person, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to have to think.
Right.
He kind of, he does somewhat of a balance, since we've had the gallery, since he's figured out what paintings sell regularly, you know,
mm-hmm.
versus paintings that would be, you know, bought as an investment by a collector, or maybe even just, you know, slightly higher price works that, you know, just the average person may not have a budget for, or
mm-hmm.
currently have a budget for, you know, until you kind of educate them about art. But so he started doing stencil work.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just going to say he started doing stencil work, and primarily the stencils. That J. Dilla piece that you saw is one of
mm-hmm.
the stencils. Started out doing them very simply and simplistically, kind of, meaning in color and technique and subject, you know, like I said, just maybe a person.
Mm-hmm.
But true to his style and his nature, he always, you know, thinks of other things to add into them.
Mm-hmm.
So the J. Dilla piece that you're talking about, and I know it's on one of the websites,
mm-hmm.
it's J. Dilla, but then some CDs, like gold CDs. You know, just filling up the background. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's still pretty simple and something people can get. Anyway, we figured out that people buy those, like, you know, relatively
mm-hmm.
quickly, those kinds of paintings. So
mm-hmm.
he's been focusing a little more on those than the pure, like, you know, from my
mm-hmm.
deepest mind and heart and creative well, you know, because we have to pay the rent. And
right.
Built. So it's like, okay, well, it's not commercial, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's definitely, you know, a little more acceptable, not acceptable,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, affordable, approachable for people.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say would be the hottest selling piece?
The hottest selling piece?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. I don't know if I can say, actually. And the reason
mm-hmm.
why is because there are some pieces that we, that we don't show or haven't shown in a while. And probably if we did, it might sell pretty quickly. We have some
mm-hmm.
that probably would sell, but we've never, made prints of them or reproductions.
Mm-hmm.
We have some that sell because we have them in poster form. So it just, I will say, though, that Jimi Hendrix sells quickly. Stevie Wonder sells relatively quickly. Nina Simone sells quickly.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, in terms of those. Yeah, those three I can definitely say sell quickly. Bruce Lee also sells quickly. So those, mm-hmm. yeah.
Any work ever been presented outside of Philadelphia? Like, has he ever traveled and other people, you know, generated interest outside of Philadelphia? Like I said, you know, has that ever happened, or has he been involved in other maybe work somewhere else?
Yep. So in 2009. Amir had his first solo show in a gallery in Austin, Texas called Diverse Art. I'm not sure if it's mm-hmm. still there. But let's see. So yeah, that was the first one. And as a matter of fact, that show is called Africa Creative. And that show is actually hanging in our gallery now, just for the week. We had an event last night, and it was in support of the Fair Trade Cooperative Company, Alafia, and educating around female genital mutilation. So we showed a film and had a discussion and some of the delicious food. Anyway, I'm saying all that to say, ask me a question again. Oh, have we shown?
It's okay.
So Amir put Africa Create Us up, you know, just to kind of give, you know, just to honor and kind of go along with the film being about a West African family, you know, and just that was his first solo show. Mm-hmm. That was his first actual collection once he started painting again as an adult and a professional. That collection was his first one, and I'm just taking the idea from Marcus Garvey's quote saying Africa awaits its creators. And and so this particular, and you can Google it, by the way, Africa Create Us by Amir M. Lyle. I always tell people that's the best way to see things. Just Google it and look around. I think that's more interesting than going to one of the particular social media or blogs or anything. We don't actually have just a regular old website.
Like a Google queen, so thank you for putting that out there. Like, I Google everything.
I think it makes it so much easier.
It really does.
You definitely, sometimes you might jump outside of it because it's, you know, you're not, you need to look further, but generally speaking, you can quickly Google, you know, anything, and get info. So, yeah.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask is, have you or Brother Lyles ever thought of, or maybe you've already done it, classes where you teach the youth how to tap into their creative, artistic side?
No, we haven't. We have five children of our own, and they're homeschooled. So for years, we've been, you know, asked by people, oh, if you would do an art class, if you would do a homeschool class, I know people would take it, people would send their children. And we've not done that. He's said that if he ever does that, it would be less of a class and more just like a free art situation where he would help guide the student, you know, and okay, so the student has an idea, I don't know how to do this, and then he can say, okay, well, this is what you do, this is how you get started, this is how you approach it. But he's really not into, or at least hasn't been, isn't yet, interested in, like, a very structured way of doing that, mostly because he didn't learn art in a structured way. He went to art school for middle school and for high school, but he doesn't credit either one of them for his artistic ability, talent, skills, nothing. He credits his brothers and his own, you know, being self-taught, you know. Particularly, like you just said, Google, he's like, yeah, anything you want to find out, figure out, learn mm-hmm. how to do, you can find it on YouTube. So
definitely.
Between, you know, collecting books from discount bookstores, from, you know, the free book rack at the library, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
magazines, other artists, trial and error, you know, that he's created his art practice.
Well, I will say that part of my skill set is I'm intuitive. So it came up as we were talking about the class. Now, when it comes across that way, when someone say, hey, have you ever thought about this? That's just intuitive insight working right then and there, giving you a gift. You can design a class or he can design a class either way he wants. I don't believe in structured learning when it comes to art anyway. You know, that's not something you really can teach someone. But
right.
to help...
That's exactly his perspective.
Right. To help the youth tap more into their creative side, you know, because, you know, we're in a society where sometimes it's just not cool, according to society, to be creative. You know, and the
right.
first thing, you know, society wants to do is shut that down, cut it off, and become more programmed.
Mm-hmm.
So when I stated about the classes, I meant in a way where he allows or helps children to be open to their creative being. So
right,
yeah,
right,
definitely.
Absolutely. He, no, I get that. He, I guess previously, you know, he kind of expressed, oh, well, you know, maybe one day, but, you know, I got to get my own head together and I got to deal with my own children and, you know, just kind of not feeling like he was in the space to offer
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though it was being asked of him. I think
mm-hmm.
Being in this gallery space, he is feeling more settled. He has a studio, you know, and yeah, and the space to do that. That said, we did do one paint party, a children's paint party. It was a lot of fun. It was around Kwanzaa. It was a friend of ours who really just wants to support the gallery in any way he can. And so once we were like, oh, well, yeah, it's a space, you know, and paint parties are all the rage now. I went to one last year, I think, and I was like, oh, this is it? This is how, you know, this is so easy. Yeah, we could definitely do this. This was actually before we even had the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, so it's kind of been in the realm of, and, you know, it's just he and I managing the gallery, as I mentioned, you know, we have children and we have a whole lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we do all parts. So, a lot of times things will be in mind or even on the list, but it takes a while to get around to it or get around to it again. So,
definitely.
But yeah, I mean, if people want to facilitate that, because that's what, you know, a lot of times that's what it is too. It's like, if we have to, you know, focus on facilitating each thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, we'll get something going, kind of get a routine going. And then, okay, it's like, okay, we know how to do that. Now we can
mm-hmm.
move on to the next thing. So it's very helpful when other people facilitate. You know, we do partner when it's appropriate. We're happy to partner for events or, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, a class or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The paint party that we did, we had, I don't know, I want to say we had about 10 children there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was definitely fun. You know, we kind of modeled it after just the basic, you know, okay, what do people pay when they go have a birthday party somewhere and what do they get for their money? And so
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, 2 hours, some pizza, some snacks, something to drink, and you paint your picture and you take it home. And then,
right.
you know, work perfect. And the food is always vegan, whatever we're serving. Unless
most definitely.
It's just a plain old, like a art opening, then... You know, if we have just wine and cheese for an art opening, we'll have a vegan tray of cheese and then also
mm-hmm.
a regular dairy tray of cheese. But otherwise, it's always vegan, all of it.
Hey, I'm up for that. Now, we talked about Brother Lyle's doing paintings of different artists. I know you had many artists that have come through the gallery, you know, to give thanks to the vision for Sun Art Gallery. How do you connect with these artists to bridge, you know, that diverse atmosphere?
When you say diverse atmosphere, you mean in the gallery itself or in Mount Airy?
Where you have art, you have paintings of artists, and then you have some of the artists that appear there at the gallery that may perform.
Right.
How do you bridge that all together?
Okay. That's an interesting question. I like that question. I think it's just natural. So I always would say it's the Sun Art experience.
Uh-huh.
So it is a holistic experience. You know, this is pretty much what we do at home when it's even just us, and we've
uh-huh.
brought it out into the public.
Uh-huh.
So many of these people who do come through our space are friends. I guess
uh-huh.
all of them so far are either friends or neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. The artwork, much of it actually was hanging on our walls at home before we had the gallery space. I'm glad that, you know, we've been able to move some of it and that we have other spaces to hang it. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's the music we listen to at home, and it's the people we would hang out with anyway, and
mm-hmm.
it's the food that we would be eating anyway. And so we just, you know, have it in this storefront space, and, you know, we invite people. I always say, you know, my goal in life is to have fun and, you know, mm-hmm. just be with the people I love and have fun. And so if I can facilitate that, I'm always all about it. And so that's, I guess, how a lot of it happens. And then also just thinking, okay, this is a great space. We do want to be here. People want us to be here. But dang, we got to get the rent paid, you know.
yeah.
And like, no, seriously, like it's no joke. We are quite often in arrears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not ever that I'm really like, oh, my gosh, are we going to lose it? Are we going to be able to stay here? I feel
mm-hmm.
confident that we will be there. But it still, you know, doesn't feel good to not have the rent paid. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so we realized that part of the effective promotion, or part of promoting effectively and with relative ease, I had a reading, and the
mm-hmm.
reading, one of the things that came up in the reading was to use your resources, me personally,
yes.
use your resources. And
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of resources. My resources are quite extensive
mm-hmm.
and they're close.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I guess for a long time, either it was just like, oh yeah, that's just so-and-so, or
mm-hmm.
it was, well, I don't really want to ask, or I want to have something like really big to ask for if I'm going to ask, or,
mm-hmm.
well, if they were going to, you know, participate or help or support, they would,
mm-hmm.
you know, they would just do it, or, you know, all these things, reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that came up in that reading, I was just like, okay. Yep, I will.
You just have to hear it from someone else, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, the ancestors said, yeah,
yes.
use your resources. So I'm like, okay, I will. And that's what we've been doing. And, you know, it so far it has been very good for promotion. Yeah, you know, it's like I said, we just kind of did it on a if not now, then when vibe,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we didn't have a whole, you know, 3 years worth of money saved up to, you know, before we started so that we could just bankroll everything and have
mm-hmm.
all expenses covered. It was really like, yeah, we can do this. This will work. The space is here. Let's just try it and see what happens. So, you know, we know that with business, there is, you know, business, academia, whatever, there's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
we're
is.
On the learning curve and the growing curve, and, you know, and we are doing that. We're learning a lot and we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start like, okay, we just got to sustain it so it can get momentum. And then, you know, once it picks up momentum, and then also we refine, you know, what our intention is and what our focus will be and just what our, you know, even model is,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we do things. We're like, okay, this works, this doesn't work. You know, let's keep more of what works and get rid of the what doesn't work. Or, you know, kind of tweak what's not working if it's an intrinsic part of the experience. So, yeah, just, you know, developing really good partnerships with like-minded people, like-minded artists, like-minded supporters. Yeah, so we can, you know, that do the
I see that it will continue to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I like to use hashtag or two hashtags, Ujima and Ujamaa, you know,
mm-hmm.
meaning collective work and responsibility and cooperative economics,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we can all make it work for everybody. So we can have fun.
Well, I see that you guys will continue to manifest and grow. I don't see anything slowing down and stopping your progress. So blessings to you. Blessings. And I'm here to help in any type of way that I can. Yes, yes. Now, I know you do have a lot of artists that come through to help expand your vision. But there's also other types of events that you hold in your gallery space. One that I seen, was it last week, about Introduction to Shamanism?
Yep. We
okay.
So there's a woman, her name is Amy Mermaid. She lives in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
She's come in the gallery a few times, and I'm not sure if it was after Rath Ben's event where you and I met or
mm-hmm.
if it was before that, but she said to Amir something like, you know, I've been looking for the conscious community in this area, and it looks like you're it. And, so, you know, she came in a couple more times and expressed an interest in doing an event. I guess, you know, they spoke. She mentioned Rath Ben as one of her first teachers in,
mm-hmm.
You know, mysticism and such things. And, yeah, so she and I spoke and figured, you know, she kind of made a proposal what she was interested in doing, and we spoke and came up with it. It was a great event. It was perfect. It was perfect. Oh, it was great. It was Introduction to Shamanism, Celebration of the Equinox, and then also a discussion or a presentation on the magic of women, or celebrating, honoring the magic.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, will you have another class or another event coming up about Introduction to Shamanism?
I'm sure we will. Amy, you know, we all had a great experience, a synchronistic experience. So, you know, we're like, yeah, we'll do it again. You know, it's completely up to Amy in terms
mm-hmm.
of when that would be and if it would be a continuation of what we did in this first one, or if it would, you know, repeat some of the info and then take, you know, a different direction. But, yeah, it'll be up to her. And definitely we're open to people suggesting and asking. You know, you can find us on Facebook. I think the events are always posted unless somebody takes it down, and you can always add comments. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I know you may have a link to it, or you can look up Amy Mermaid or look up Sun Art Gallery and Gift Shop. We definitely use the hashtag Sun Art Gallery and Gift Shop, SONART,
mm-hmm.
yep, GALLERYANDGIFTSHOP, Sun Art Gallery and Gift Shop.
Yes.
And, yeah, of those things.
Well,
up.
I know you have the Hip Hop is Green tour coming up, correct?
Correct. Thanks for asking about that.
Yes, yes, because I am making myself a part of this. I've already talked to Nyjah yesterday, and she's going to be on the show on the 24th of April. And we're going to do some broadcasting about that. And I'm also going to volunteer as well. So tell us about that event that's coming up in Philly and the date and time where people can connect.
Okay. So the Philadelphia Hip Hop is Green is it's the first plant-based hip hop tour ever. And it's the brain and heart child of Keith Tucker. He's based in Seattle. And, you know, he's just one of us. He's an artist. He's a hip-hop lover. He's a champion of humanity. And he, you know, just saw from personal experience as well as just observing the community and, you know, the society at large and how, you know, moving towards a plant-based lifestyle, you know, will just help us all in terms of sustaining ourselves, sustaining the earth. And so he has an organization called Pursuit of a Green Planet. That's where Hip Hop is Green came from. And we have Hip Hop is Green will be celebrated in at least 10 cities across the country. It begins April 21st in New York. It's a two-day event in every city, except Philadelphia will be 3 days on the 24th. We're actually having a visual art component here on our gallery gift shop in Mount Airy. Yep, 7122 Germantown Avenue, the evening of April 24th. We put out a call for artists about 2 weeks ago for artwork related to hip-hop, a green plant-based lifestyle. Depending on the artwork, it may even just have to be the color green, but, you know, all mediums and 16 by 20 or smaller. And I'm just saying that in case anybody's interested, anybody listening has some really dope artwork, you can look up the Call for Artists again on Facebook, Hip Hop is Green, Call for Artists, Philadelphia. And just, you know, submit by posting a picture on the event page and paying a $20 fee, and then we'll let you know if your work is accepted to be in the show. So, yeah, we, you know, Hip Hop is Green is an amazing project. So in each city, the first day is a dinner, a community dinner, free of charge, a vegan sit-down, you know, served, you know, full service meal. And it's really just to introduce and promote this lifestyle to the average family, particularly in our community, and say, hey, look, you can still eat good food. It can be fun. It can be comfort food, you know, and be plant-based, and it can taste good. And, you know, just to provide a whole nice experience around it, which, you know, leads and lends to, you know, people saying, oh, okay, well, maybe I will check this out. There are many hip-hop artists who do live a plant-based lifestyle and promote a plant-based lifestyle. And so this tour is to highlight them as we highlight health and wellness. And actually, Afrika Bambaataa of the Universal Zulu Nation. And, he has actually officially included and appointed health and wellness as the 10th element of hip-hop. And so that will be part of what happens at the New York events on April 21st and 22nd. We are fundraising. There's an Indiegogo generosity campaign for Hip Hop is Green. We definitely need funding to make this happen, to, you know, to bring the talent out, to secure the venues, to feed the families, to host the speakers the second day of the event, again, in all of the cities on the tour, is a speaker series followed by a concert. And it's just, you know, a lot of fun. And you can Google it or look for it at hiphopisgreen.com. Philadelphia is still working on details, so stay tuned. We're finalizing those, and we should start actually promoting with flyers and, you know, internet blasts in the next week. The dates in Philadelphia are April 25th and 26th. So we'll have the dinner, and then there will be a speaker series on the 26th. The dinner's on the 24th. Well, the art show's on the 24th. The dinner's on the 25th. The speaker series and the concert are on the 26th. So, again, stay tuned for that. We also have in the work, we have a partnership and are working on some things with Queen Bahamadia.
Oh, my goodness. I'm about to faint now.
Again, you know, in that use your resources, it's like, hey.
Yes. If you don't know, like back in the day, and I still do, when you put the invitation out there for artists with the Hip Hoppers Green Tour, you stated that you needed artists. I got excited. I'm like, yes, I get to perform some music.
Okay.
And then I looked. I said, okay, all right, it's for visual artists.
When you say
names like Bahamadia, that was one of my mentors back in the day that I looked towards because she didn't just put average lyrics in the music. So, you know, you said Bahamadia, my mind just went haywire. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm about to fall out my chair. But go ahead. Okay, I'm going to stop. Go ahead.
Yeah, so remember the day that you came for Ross Ben's event, we were hosting Sa-Rock and DJ Soul Messiah that evening.
Yes.
Right. And Bahamadia attended that show. She didn't perform, but she was definitely in the house. So she's actually preparing to celebrate the 20th anniversary of her album Collage.
She's going to be
doing that with some events. The official party is it's going to be at Johnny Brenda's in Philadelphia on April 21st. The tickets are on sale now. Let's see, what else? So then we're also working on some other things, you know, having maybe some listening parties, having her merchandise in the gallery. You know, doing some things like that to help promote her anniversary and the current project she's working on. And then also to go along with the Collage anniversary, we'll be very soon posting another call for artists, visual artists, for collages in celebration of and in honor of Bahamadia's 20th anniversary of Collage. So definitely stay tuned for more of that. You can find her on social media, B-Girl Records, Queen Bahamadia. You can definitely keep an eye out on our social media, A.M. Lyle Sonart, S-O-N-A-R-T, on Facebook. Also, Amir M. Lyle, visual artist, is the like page on Facebook. So please like our page and stay tuned in those spaces for updates. I also do email blast. So if you would like to join the mailing list so you can get the email blast, you can do that from the like page. The AM Lyles visual artist like page has a link to the to sign up for our mailing list. You can also email us at arevolutionarytalent@gmail.com. So it's exactly spelled like it sounds, ARevolutionarytalent, arevolutionarytalent@gmail.com. You can email us there. Also, if you'd like to be added to the mailing list or have questions, just want to connect, for, you know, funding or for projects, mm-hmm. partnerships. But, you know, it has to be dope. It has to be serious. Inquiries
yes.
only.
if you guys don't remember all that, and you ahead of me because I was going to ask you for all your links that you want to add. So you're ahead of me. And I'll also, if you can send it over via Facebook or anything, any links you would want me to add to HMI.info,
okay.
which is HMI's radio website, I'll throw them up there.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I already got some stuff up there from pictures that I took in Philly when I was there at the gallery. So I have a lot of stuff up there with you guys in mind. So it's there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
yes,
okay.
Sir.
I want to ask you, where can mm-hmm. I find your music? And also that may be something that you want to mention to Nyjah in terms of the Baltimore events. I know Keith Tucker does really like to promote what's local.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
you can
Nyjah
find my music. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Nyjah at Land of Kush is a contact for Baltimore, as you said, you know, for volunteers and for people who have questions and want to spread the word, and also who want to find the link to the Indiegogo, because, like I said, fundraising is definitely important and easier said than done. So
mm-hmm.
all the help that we can get can just ensure that this thing, you know, lives up to what it is. You know,
exactly.
Being, you know,
yes.
being the cultural leader that it is, and
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, we need this, especially in the light of, you know, the young people who
yes.
are pioneers in this culture, who have
mm-hmm.
transitioned, you know, if I dare to say, sooner than their time,
mm-hmm.
Or sooner than we would like them to have. And,
yes.
you know, not that it's any of us to say when anybody chooses to ascend or make a transition, but when you look
mm-hmm.
at the causes, you know, the preventable health issues that, you know, have caused
yes.
these things, it's like, come on, we need to be promoting health and wellness and, you know, the
yes.
plant-based liberty, because it really does make a difference.
And I think one prime example, and I want to send my condolences, love and vibration to Brother Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest, recently transitioned due to diabetes. And, you know, to me, he was young, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very, very young. So I think this movement is a great movement in helping to combat issues in our community. Concerning health and just eating healthy.
Yeah.
Just eating healthy. Oh boy, I tell you, like I said, you beat me to the punch with a lot
show,
of.
Right?
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. We pretty much coming down to the final wire. I do want to say before closing out the show that on the 4th at 9:30 a.m., April 4th, 9:30 a.m., I'll have on Brother Roz Ben. He'll be on talking about crystal technology and more here on HMI Radio. So in order to find out about any upcoming shows that I have, including that one, you can go to hmiradio.info. Or you can log on to HMI Radio on Facebook and check us out right there, or on Blog Talk right here. Also, next Sunday, April 3rd, stop by Mind, Body, and Soul Food Radio, I'm sorry, on Blog Talk Radio to get your solar astrology chart reading with Baba Afunde with host Tanya Parker. So make sure you stop on by blogtalkradio.com/Tanya Parker to find out the time. Naima, I really do appreciate you stopping by. It's been a blast. Just make sure you send me any link or anything you want me to put up on the website. I would definitely do so. And also, to answer your question about my music is on my computer. that's where my music is. I used to have a SoundClick. I hadn't put anything out in years, but I have a whole catalog of music. So, you know, I've kind of been called, I've been called to do so many different things right now. So
right.
I try to pace myself. I do have some ready music.
Okay. All right. Well,
I have some ready music. I'll share with you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be honored. But whenever you get to it, whenever, you know, whenever it feels right and you get to it, no stress. But now
no,
I'm
not at all.
Interested.
Oh, so, yeah, I got you.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a pleasure. The hour went by pretty quickly.
It did. It did. I thank you. I thank you for making this happen and telling us about all the wonderful events you have coming up.
And, likewise. Oh, real quick, may I mention
yes.
something else? Okay, so I also work with Grassroots Community Foundation, which is a social action public health organization that was started by Black Thought from the Roots and sociologist Dr. Janice Johnson Dias. And every year in Philadelphia, we host Roots Rock Run, also known as R3. It's in Germantown. We start at Lingle Box School and run through the neighborhood. Specifically so that, you know, the people in the neighborhood can see us and feel inspired to be active and get healthy. We will begin a 10-week training for the 5K next Saturday, April 2nd. And we are actually seeking volunteers. And we're also seeking children to come run with us. And their caregivers are welcome, too. So for more information, you can find you can go to grassrootscommunityfoundation.org, or you can just look up Grassroots Community Foundation on Facebook. And again, you can also Google it, Roots Rock Run, Philadelphia. Yeah. And I'm
all right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I'm one of the contacts in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So if you contact the gallery or come to the gallery or you know, contact me through you. You can also find out more info.
All right. All right. All right. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, we are down to the final wire. Again, I am Anem A. Bay. And make sure you join me here on April 4th at 9:30 a.m. It's a special broadcast because y'all no, I usually come in 6 p.m., but this is 9:30 a.m. to connect with Brother Roz Ben as he talks about crystal technology and more. All right, we get ready to take it home now. I am going to take it all the way home with Sabrat. Yes, got to play my girl here. Goddess Lament, please take a listen and have a wonderful evening. Peace, Ashe, Namaste.
I remember looking at stars alone in the dark with only my thoughts to keep me alive. Cause consciously I'm responsible, universal demise or repeating creation through philosopher's eyes. To be or not to be, it was the question of the ages. The answer that I was after was difficult, understatement. Since man played a hand in his destruction, should I trust him to carry out my instructions? Do I save the world for babies yet unborn? A thought corruption, wars, elections, sworn to usher in democracy, but only mock me. The God on their dollar look nothing like me, poorly copied. Indoctrinate they hawking as my word was effing blasphemy. Choose my words, but I created them. We'll call it amnesty, but damned if I'll be using their agendas to abuse my children made in my image with my breath and with my spirit. And here I am waiting desperate for them to see me. Mirror reflection so the recognition should be easy. But these in the night of taking this, I replace every TV where black is uncommon and white's essential like breathing. Please believe me, this is not what I intended for them. I made them gods so my Qurans will be extended through them. It's now haram to be divine, but they don't mind if you repented to him. And when did I assign the gender to me? But that's just a piece of the problem when children are suicidal because life is no longer thriving and caving in with like like stars when they've exhausted their fire. I'm tired. So now the atom lays in my hands awaiting decision. The nucleus is primed and neutral awaiting the fission. All it would take is one piercing clap and the world is ended. Then I remembered looking at stars and who they resembled. The souls of a billion stars, he's ablaze in the embers. And so I didn't. And so I didn't. And so I didn't.